What's up, everyone? This is the host of Headspin, Magic Most. We made it to the end of season one. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. The response has been tremendous. Whether you asked to be a contestant on the show to flex your own hip-hop knowledge, or you let us know that you threw your phone off a cliff in frustration because someone didn't know what BDP stands for, we're just overjoyed with all the love and support we've received. What you are about to hear is super weird. It's the original pilot for Headspin. We thought you hardcore trivia nerds would love to hear just how far Headspin has evolved over time. You'll hear a different host. I know, that's crazy. A different pacing and a different energy altogether. What's crazy is I started out as a contestant on this pilot episode you're about to hear. You'll literally hear the humor leave my body as I descend into the darkness of losing my hip-hop credibility. But that's okay. So enjoy this special treat of a pilot episode, and we'll see you next season of Headspin with even more overused laugh tracks. All right, DJ Kool, let's start the show.
Welcome to Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop gamecast, where contestants compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin.
The name of the legendary DJ Kool. So without further ado, here's your host, Ricky Carmona.
Thank you. You're fuck too kind. Welcome to Headspin. I'm your hip-hop host with the most, coming to you from the West Coast. It's your boy, Ricky Carmona. Make some noise for our contestants, Orlando and Martin.
Yeah.
What's up?
Orlando, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being shimmy shimmy y'all, and 1 being ice ice baby, how confident are you in your hip-hop knowledge?
Oh, I'm shimmy shimmy y'all.
Yes, that's what's up, son. That's what's up. Martin, how are you feeling? Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm feeling shimmy shimmy y'all, too.
That's what's up. Sounds like it's going to be all like hot buttered popcorn. But before we get into the game, how about we find out a little bit more about our contestants today? Orlando, I am told that you do have a favorite Wu-Tang member.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my favorite Wu-Tang member is the GZA, the genius.
Yes. Now, why is that?
The genius, he's a genius, right? So I really respect intelligence, and it's in the name, so that's automatic point for him. Mm-hmm. And then I think, like, you know, when you respect someone's intelligence, like, if in the future, if he... did like reverse mortgage commercials, because I'm getting old, I would sign up for reverse mortgage if it was like him or Bill Murray.
You
know?
You are also known as Magic Mose.
Yeah, it's a blast from my past. I grew up in Florida, in Miami. We had a convenience stores, hood stores called Magic Marts that I used to hang out in front of. And I don't know, the name stuck.
Nice.
Stuck?
This is a hip-hop show, man. You feel free to make up your own lingo.
Is there a speech pathologist in the house? Somebody you can send in?
All right, one more question for you, Orlando. If you could hang out with one golden era MC in their prime, who would that be?
I'd hang out with, like I said, I value like intelligence and hip-hop,
yes.
So, and wild shit. But I would say KRS-One, super intelligent in his prime. To kick that knowledge,
yes.
And hype as hell, like shows, best show was my first hip-hop show ever, was KRS-One. So to be, like in the background of one of those hype-ass shows, for sure.
Well, now that that bridge is over, let's cross over into our other contestant, Martin. Martin, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Martin, tell us a little bit about where you're from.
I'm born and raised in Inglewood, Los Angeles. I'm a local Angelino. I'm a native Angelino.
That's what's up. Well, we're happy to have you here. I have also heard, Martin, that you have a favorite Wu-Tang member. Who would that be?
See, it's hard. Most of them, a majority of them are really, really dope. At the end of the day, like, it comes down to like who created like a good output. And the output to me was Cuban Lynx. So I got to go with Ray.
Well, if you walked into Ray's ice cream shop, Baskin and Robin, what would your favorite flavored Ray ice cream be? Butter Pecan Ricans?
Probably Butter Pecan Rican, like Butter Pecan Rican.
That's what's up. Shout out to our Boricua listeners out there.
I mean, I am West Indian, so I definitely got to give love to the West Indians out there.
Yeah.
You know, if you go Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico's where it's at. You know?
Put all your love out there, y'all. So, gentlemen, Here's how the game is going to work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 trivia questions about classic hip-hop, in which you'll have 90 seconds to respond. Now, while one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, just simply say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind, time is a factor. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, yell stop, and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving both of you a chance to take home our prize, $500. Ah! Woo! Ooh, that cheddar though.
Yeah.
The contestant who doesn't win will have to go to our head spin wheel of consequences. Everything from wearing your clothes backwards to listening to the Super Bowl shuffle 8 times in a row on live stream. Okay, Orlando, you're first, so that means, Martin, you'll be going into our booth. Let's see how many of the 7 you can get correct in 90 seconds. Questions are worth 100 points, and the clock will start after I read the first question. And here we go. Name the 2 MCs in A Tribe Called Quest.
Q-Tip and Fife Dawg.
Which Oakland-based rapper penned the hit Can't Touch This?
MC Hammer.
What is Snoop Dogg's real name?
Calvin Brodus.
What brand of shoe did Run DMC write about on Raising Hell?
Adidas.
Who founded No Limit Records?
Master P.
Name the DJ for Public Enemy.
Can't remember that one, sadly.
What does the name LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies Love Cool J.
Oh, give it up for Orlando. He got 5 out of 7 questions correct for a total of 500 points. Not bad, Orlando. Now, let's bring out Martin and see how he does. Clock starts after my first question. Here we go. Name the 2 MCs in A Tribe Called Quest.
Fife Dawg and Q-Tip.
Which Oakland-based rapper penned the hit Can't Touch This?
MC Hammer.
What is Snoop Dogg's real name?
Calvin Brothers Jr.
What brand of shoe did Run DMC write about on Raising Hell?
Adidas Chateau.
Who founded No Limit Records?
Master P.
Name the DJ for Public Enemy.
Terminator X.
What does the name LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies Love Cool James.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 1, but we already got somebody hitting 7 for 7. How did you feel after that first round?
I mean, you know, it's like a good appetizer. Good warm up, you know.
Your opponent did not know the name of the DJ for Public Enemy?
Really?
He did not?
That's actually my 2nd cassette I ever bought was Valley of the G-Beats.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow.
Excuse me, is this called the shame game? What are we doing here, guys?
I mean... Let's play the shame game. I love you forever. And he also did not know what the name LL Cool J stood for.
I will say that the
technicality was that he didn't get the James correct.
So is Lady Loves Cool James?
It is Ladies Love Cool James.
I thought in his birth certificate it was probably just a J.
It's a J and a picture of him licking his lips.
I knew it.
Good work, gentlemen. In just a minute, our rap testants will be back in round 2 to battle it out in a chance to win money, cheddar, them ducats, a.k.a. Luchini. This is it, what? And avoid our head spin wheel of consequences.
Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after a quick break. Head spin.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to Headspin. I'm your host, Ricky Carmona. We've got Martin and Orlando playing with us today. Martin is in the lead with 700 points, but Orlando is right behind him with 500 points. Just a reminder of what we're playing for. The winner goes home as the Headspin champion with $500. The loser will have to spin our Headspin wheel of consequences and possibly have to dress up like Criss Cross on Hollywood Boulevard. I know you don't want to be that dude.
Oh,
I know you don't want to be a 39-year-old man wearing backward-ass pants on Hollywood Boulevard, but I look forward to it either way.
I feel like you're talking directly to me. And
all I'm going to say is, you know who I'm talking to. Hey, I just want to holler at you guys. Either one of you can jump in. What was the first hip-hop song that you ever heard? I know when I was a kid, the first song that I remember hearing that was a hip-hop song was Roxanne, Roxanne.
So I have an older brother who pretty much brought me into the music. I think the first hip-hop song I heard, it wasn't a radio song. It was N.W.A.'s Nobody Move. My brother played it, and I was like, man, I'm super rebellious. I'm singing, you know, N.W.A. songs that people across the street who are older than me aren't singing. Like, I can do this. Can you?
Yes. Yeah.
I started cussing at a very young age because of that song.
Unfortunately, man, I really envy that. I didn't have any older brother. I was a sad, lonely boy. And I had one of those tube TVs that were encased in wood. I don't know if you guys remember those.
Yes.
So, my parents still got it, probably.
Right. So
some of my favorite memories are plugging my Sega Genesis into that TV and playing Altered Beast on it.
Yeah, you needed like the Rambo knife. You needed the splice wires. It was very complex.
Yes.
So my first introductions were actually music videos. So I remember the thing that really blew me away was Calvin Brodus.
Junior?
No, it was Snoop Dogg. It was Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice, that music video and that song, like, kind of blew me away. So.
All right, so here we go. Round two. The point values will be doubled, and we are going to start with Martin right now, who is leading with 700 points. Are you ready, Martin?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one. What is Big Daddy Kane's younger brother's MC name?
I don't know.
Name the rapper who was on the first season of The Real World in 1992.
Miss Melody.
What is the title of the main Source song on which Nas made his rap debut in 1990?
Live at the Barbecue.
Which rival MC was LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out aimed at?
Kumori.
Which Japanese anime character was on Will Smith's t-shirt in the Summertime video?
I don't know that.
Which rapper is also known by the pseudonym Funk Dr. Spot?
Redman.
Which label was JJ Fad signed to?
Ruthless Records.
Which Japanese anime character was on Will Smith's t-shirt in the Summertime video?
Sailor Moon. Stop.
In round two, that is 1,000 points to Martin for a total of 1,700 points. Martin, how you feeling after that round?
I'm doing good.
Okay, so I think we are going to ask Martin to step back into the booth. Orlando, we're going to ask you to step out, and we're going to ask you the questions from round two. Orlando, are you ready?
Yes, call me Juicy Armpits in the booth. It's hot in here.
Also, shout out to our sponsor, Juicy Armpits. Orlando, you will answer each question I give you. If you are unsure of your answer, just say pass. When you are done answering questions, say stop. Are you ready?
Got it. I'm ready.
Here we go. Question number one. What is Big Daddy Kane's younger brother's MC name?
I don't know. Pass.
Name the rapper who was on the first season of The Real World in 1992.
Heather B.
What is the title of the main Source song on which Nas made his rap debut in 1990?
Repeat the question.
What is the title of the main Source song on which Nas made
Live
his...
Live at the Barbecue.
Which rival MC was LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out aimed at?
Pass.
Which Japanese anime character was on Will Smith's t-shirt in the Summertime video?
Pass.
Which rapper is also known by the pseudonym Funk Dr. Spot?
Redman.
Final question. Which label was JJ Fad signed to?
Relativity Records.
What is Big Daddy Kane's younger brother's MC name?
Reef.
Which rival MC was LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out aimed at?
I don't know. Failure.
Which Japanese anime character was on Will Smith's t-shirt in the Summertime video?
Akira.
Time's up! Oh, like OC said, you lack the minerals and vitamins, iron and the niacin, son.
It's getting worse, guys.
All right, Martin, you're going to like to hear this. So, unfortunately, Orlando, you scored 600 points out of a potential 1,400.
Man, leave that man alone.
Oh, man.
I'm just doing my job, dog. So, Orlando, what is Big Daddy Kane's younger brother's MC name? Martin, do you want to let him know who that was?
Little Daddy Shane.
Little Daddy Shane, oh,
man.
Dog.
Man, but to be fair, man, I only remember that from, like, Broken Language from Smoother Hustler. Like, the last thing's, like, towards the end of the song.
I know. I knew it in the back of my mind somewhere. That doesn't matter. But in my mind, I said Little Daddy Reef. I was really confident, and at the last minute I bailed. I was like, Reef.
The rapper who was on the first season of The Real World in 1992, Heather B. What is the title of the main Source song on which Nas made his rap debut in 1990? That we all know is Main Source Live at the Barbecue. Which rival MC was LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out aimed at? Ooh, Orlando unfortunately did not know that that was our boy from the Wild Wild West, Cool Moe D.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Which Japanese anime character was on Will Smith's t-shirt in the Summertime video? We both got creative answers from y'all. The correct answer, ladies and gentlemen, was Speed Racer. Which rapper is also known by the pseudonym Funk Dr. Spot, a.k.a. Reggie Noble? We all know that is the one and only Red Man. And which label was JJ Fad signed to? Martin answered correctly with Ruthless Records. Orlando unfortunately did not answer correctly. To recap, at the end of two rounds, Martin is still in the lead with 1,700 points, while Orlando trails with a total of 1,100. But Orlando might muster up the fuel for a come-from-behind victory. When we come back, it's round three. The point values will be tripled. That's right. This is far from over.
After the break, it's the final round of Headspin, and one of our contestants will be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. We'll be right back. Headspin!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. After two rounds, Martin, you are still in the lead with 1,700 points. Orlando, you're struggling, but you are keeping up with 1,100 points, and you still have a chance to come back and win that $500 prize. to avoid our head spin wheel of consequences. Now here's our announcer, DJ Cool, with today's consequences.
Today's headline consequences are gangster prankster, FaceTime your parents with an NWA face tattoo, got beef, freestyle rap your order at Fatburger, Brendan Berry, listen to the Super Bowl shuffle 8 times in a row while on live stream, changing tables, set up a table, and a sign that reads Little Pump is better than Big L, change my mind, jump square, dress like Crisscross on Hollywood Boulevard, and jump to their hit song, Jump, Sugar Hill Rain, call a random person and recite Rapper's Delight as long as possible. Back to you, Ricky.
Thanks, Cool. Gentlemen, we are in our final round where the questions are worth 300 points each. So, Orlando, you are still in the fight. You are first. Are you ready to go, Orlando?
Is there a Japanese sword I could fall on if this doesn't go right?
I mean, I just so happen to have my Hattori Hanzo sword.
Nope, I'm optimistic. Let's go. I'm ready.
Like Bruce Leroy, it is on. Here we go. All right, Orlando, question number one. In which Wu-Tang affiliate group was RZA's brother, Ninth Prince, the frontman for?
Killer Army.
Name the MC who raps first on the West Coast Posse Cut, We're All in the Same Gang.
Pass.
For which record label did Questlove intern before the Roots found major label success?
Repeat the question.
For which record label did Questlove intern before the Roots found major label success?
Okay, player, I don't
know. Who was the DJ for 2 Live Crew?
Mr. Magic?
Alongside Sun Doobie, what was the name of the Native American MC in Funk Dubiest?
I don't know.
What was the name of Fat Joe's failed clothing line that dropped in 1997?
It had like numbers in it. I don't think I remember it. I can skip that one.
Name the hip-hop group formed by jazz legend Branford Marsalis, which featured tracks by DJ Premier.
God damn it. I have the CD. I don't know. I can't remember the name.
Name the MC who raps first on the West Coast Posse Cut, We're All in the Same Gang.
Dr. Dre.
For which record label did Questlove intern before the Roots found major label success? Yeah. Oh, Orlando, so close. You got 1 out of 7 questions. That's 300 points for the round for a total of 1,400 points. Let's bring back Martin.
Yo.
All right, Martin, this is the final round, so let's make it a good one. Here we go. In which Wu-Tang affiliate group was RZA's brother, Ninth Prince, the frontman for?
Killer Army.
Name the MC who raps first on the West Coast Posse Cut, We're All in the Same Gang.
Eazy-E.
For which record label did Questlove intern before the Roots found major label success?
Rough House.
Who was the DJ for 2 Live Crew?
Pass.
Alongside Sun Doobie, what was the name of the Native American MC in Funk Dubious?
Tamahawk Funk.
What was the name of Fat Joe's failed clothing line that dropped in 1997?
Pass.
Final question. Name the hip-hop group formed by jazz legend Branford Marsalis, which featured tracks by DJ Premier.
Jasmine Taz. Stop.
Woo-hoo! Martin! Oh, you know, Tisha Campbell would be proud of you right now, bro. Okay, let's go back and take a look at our questions and round number 3. RZA's brother, Ninth Prince, was the front man for Killer Army. Name the MC who raps first on the West Coast Posse Cut, We're All in the Same Gang. That is the one and only King T. For which record label did Questlove intern before the Roots found major label success? That would be Rough House Records. Rough House Records. Who was the DJ for Two Live Crew? DJ Mr. Mix. Alongside Son Doobie, what was the name of the Native American MC in Funk Dubious? That was the one and only Tomahawk Funk. We also would have accepted T-Funk, ladies and gentlemen. What was the name of Fat Joe's failed clothing line that dropped in 1997? That would be FJ560.
I'm not remembering that.
I told you I knew there was numbers in it, but it's ridiculous.
I thought it was Joey's Hip Hop.
And the final question, name the hip hop group formed by jazz legend Branford Marsalis, which featured tracks by DJ Premier. That was Buckshot Le Funk.
Buckshot Le Funk.
Indeed.
Yeah. I got the CD, man. I blew it.
I don't know. All right.
Even mentioning Jazzmatazz, as wrong as that answer was, no,
that's the guru led project.
That's a guru,
that is the guru led project.
But he was on it though, was he?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, we've tallied our points, and with a boom, ping, ping, Martin has a score of 2,600. Orlando, your score is 1,400. What does that mean? That means Martin, you are our Headspin champion and the recipient of our grand prize of $500. Congratulations to Martin. This is it. What? Luchini falling from the sky. Let's get rich. What? You have achieved the highest heights of classic hip hop trivia. Congratulations, Martin.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Unfortunately, Orlando, you will be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. As a consolation prize, you'll be going away with a cool G-Rap jigsaw puzzle from the private collection of the world famous DJ Cheap Shot. Here we go! Onto our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Which consequence will Orlando have to endure in front of the entire world? Only one way to find out. Give it a spin, Orlando. Orlando, you have spun our Headspin Wheel of Consequences and landed on the dreaded Sugar Hill Rang. That means you're going to have to call a random number in your phone and start reciting Rapper's Delight for all of our listeners to watch on our Instagram page.
This sounds like I actually won. This has been a dream for several
years.
You
get to fulfill your dream. Thank you to our contestants, Martin and Orlando. If you would like to witness Orlando carrying out his embarrassing Headspin consequence, head on over to our Instagram page at Headspin Game Show. Thank you for tuning in.
If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and slide into our DMs, y'all, all right? I'll see you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions. Recorded in Hollywood, California. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Production support from Isaac Lucas. Music by The Math Club. Mixed by Sean Berman. Hosted by Ricky Carmona. Announcer DJ Cool. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin.